The Commerce Tigers are wrapping up their regular season on senior night as they host Caddo Mills at Memorial Stadium in Commerce. This is 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minky with highlights of the game. The Foxes recovered an early fumble by Commerce, spoiling the Tigers' opening possession and cashing in on this score.
Now Richards under center, and he hands off to David Chandler over the left side, score standing up.
Just very smooth. Commerce didn't stop any of their plays. Caddo Mills just with short field, very efficient, and ran the ball in, handed it off, had lots of room to run, excellent blocking. They get the reward with the 6 points.
The point after missed, but the Foxes taking an early lead 6-0 with 9:46 to go in the first quarter. But the hometown Tigers immediately returned the favor, battling through the Foxes' defense and evening up the scoreboard.
And they give it to Isaiah Martinez. No, this is the keeper, Jaston Wilson, eludes a tackler at the line of scrimmage. Touchdown, Commerce! Wow! 23-yard touchdown run by Jaston Wilson. I bit on the fake. The fake to Isaiah Martinez, the fullback, and then Jaston Wilson tucked it under his arm, and he's into the end zone for Commerce.
The entire Fox defense bit on that fake. Jordan Bicknell, the entire defensive line, all go in the middle. All of a sudden, Jaston Wilson's out in the flat, gets some decent blocking, but he put a move on Keaton Jones as Jones goes to the dirt. That opened it up to take it into the end zone.
Commerce misses their first extra point as well, so it was knotted up at 6 apiece with 6:45 left in the first quarter. The Tigers turned the tides with a fumble recovery of their own later, which set into motion an explosive Commerce offense.
This is third down and 4 for the Tigers. Here's a pitch back, and this one goes to DeMarcus Denson around the far side. And Denson, with a head of steam, reaches midfield and bumped out of bounds. It's a first down for Commerce. Now the pitch back to Brand Kelly, and now this is a flea flicker going deep, and it is complete inside the 20-yard line. And once again, this is DeMarcus Denson for Commerce who makes the catch at the Caddo Mills 14-yard line. Fourth and 12, Commerce will go for it from the 17-yard line. Jaston Wilson back to throw, passing complete to Denson inside the 5-yard line. He'll have the first down. Where's he been all year?
And that drive went right into the second quarter.
Tigers two tight ends, wing back to the left side, toss, touchdown. Toss to the tailback, Brand Kelly lowers his shoulder.
Oh, and Jaston Wilson was happy about that. He hands it off. Brand Kelly punches through the line. Some excellent blocking up front. He gets the touchdown, and Wilson just celebrating about the 20-yard line. Is that Tiger team feeling it tonight?
Add the point after, it was Commerce 13, Caddo Mills 6 in the opening minute of the second quarter. The Foxes were kind of struggling to get their mojo back, failing to convert on a fake punt, which let the Memorial Stadium home crowd get behind their Tigers yet again.
This drive started at the Commerce 43. This is the 8th play of the drive. 3rd and 5, Commerce. Jaston Wilson, the junior, under center, takes the snap, toss, and this is C.J. Davis in a tailback. Davis eluding a tackler, cutting back, touchdown. And that's an 8-yard touchdown run, his first touchdown of the season.
Excellent vision from C.J. Davis. The play designed to go right off guard, maybe off tackle. He sees that hole jammed up, takes it to the outside, cut up field, across the end zone. Tigers get the extra point, take a further lead over these Foxes.
This extra point met the mark, and Commerce extended the lead 20 to Caddo Mills 6. Then with under 30 seconds until halftime, Caddo Mills capitalized on a 69-yard, 16-play drive that took him all the way up to the Commerce goal line.
Richards passing, has his man Keaton Jones wide open in the deep corner of the end zone on the near side.
And they made up a little bit more ground with a 2-point conversion attempt, which was good. With 21 seconds on the clock before halftime, it was Commerce 20, Caddo Mills 14. And the Tigers were content to take a knee and take their lead to the locker room. So at halftime, Commerce 20, Caddo Mills 14. Getting back into action in the third quarter, the scoring seemed like it was slowing down considerably for the second half until the Foxes started to explode on the field. They had plenty of fight left in them, as they displayed after this 11-play, 88-yard drive.
David Chandler off left tackle, good blocking, into the secondary, down the sideline on the far side, 15-10, and bumped out of bounds over on the far side. Fourth and goal inside the one. Quarterback sneak, Richards at the goal line. Touchdown.
Point after was no good, but the score was tied 20 apiece with 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Then early in the fourth, a blocked punt by Cato Mills put the Foxes deep in Commerce territory, and it didn't take long for another score.
Fourth and two for Cato Mills from the wishbone. They give it to Chandler off left tackle. There he goes. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's hit. He scores. Brand Kelly hit him at the goal line, but his momentum carried him into the end zone right at the pylon.
Same off-tackle play we saw on the last scoring drive for the Foxes where Chandler got 44 yards on a huge run. Same play. Takes it into the end zone.
Two-point conversion attempt was good. Commerce suddenly lost the lead. It was 20-28, 10-14 left in the game. Boy, the wind really seemed to have left Commerce's sail at this point. A Tigers fumble put the ball back into Cato Mills' hands, and some bystanders on the sidelines reportedly heard some of the Foxes' players saying, ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-a-ding-ding, as they scored again.
Third down and 5, give it to Chandler, left side Chandler. Pushing through Commerce tacklers, he scores standing up.
Good blocking and just carried a couple of Commerce defenders. Simple run, off guard, up the middle for the 6.
Third touchdown of the night for David Chandler.
This point after missed, but it didn't hurt the lead. 34-20 with 6.5 minutes left to go. And time was ticking away off the clock, and the hopes for a season-ending win were fading for the Tigers, especially with this morale-crushing Foxes score with 1 minute left in the game.
Eric Richards, a couple of fakes, gives it to McGee, right side, touchdown. Tristan McGee gets the touchdown for Cato Mills.
Point after, no good. Cato Mills 40, Commerce 20, a minute left in the game, and that was going to do it. Final score, Commerce 20, Cato Mills 40. And that put a lid on a dismal Commerce Tigers season with a record of 1-9. The Cato Mills Foxes playoff hopes are still alive. We've certainly had a good time bringing you this Commerce Tigers football season for 2013. And I'm always on the lookout for some lighter moments during our broadcast in the minky moment of the game.
Both of them pulling out all the stops. Flea flickers, fake punch, you name it. We got it here tonight.
Thanks for listening to the highlights of Commerce Tigers football on 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Matt Minkie.